Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Eurovision semi-final 1, live from Basel last night, as I mentioned. We had no voting, of course, last night, but we have, of course, Ireland taking part in the second semi-final on Thursday night, and loads of Irish people are over there to support Emmy and Like a Party, which is our entry for 2025. One of the people is Alex from the Eurovision podcast, excellently named. Alex, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you getting on?
Very well. You're in Basel right now.
I am indeed. I'm actually sitting on a bench overlooking the Rhine River. So if you hear any birdies the background, it's because I'm sitting in a very serene place, which I think I need to be because the semi-final last night was pretty shocking. So I think I need to settle down a bit after all the drama.
I thought you were going to say it was just so exciting. I mean, I had such a sensory overload going to bed. I couldn't sleep for about an hour afterwards. I didn't realise how disturbing this whole thing is. But you said it was just, were you disappointed or shocked by some of the things that happened last night as an expert in this game?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the general sentiment was that the results did not come in with what we expected. I can give you, I suppose, two big countries that we expected to go through. So the first one was Belgium. I was at press rehearsals 2 days ago, and every single press member said, oh my goodness, this could come top 10. It was sitting very safely in the odds. And it ended up not going through, along with Cyprus, who also was sitting in the odds very comfortably right up until they performed.
That was now, the guy on the scaffolding, the Cyprus one, whereas the Belgium one was the guy all in red that Marty was joking about had gone to a conclave, kind of slash Star Wars.
Exactly.
And he sang really well, didn't he? He hit all the extraordinarily high notes and didn't even qualify.
Yeah. Exactly, and they were both very ambitious staging, so very shocking.
Celine Dion is the talk of the whole semi-final, isn't she, from appearing on video. But there are continuing to have rumours that she might show up, or surely she's not going to after that video. She didn't look great, did she?
Well, look, the rumours are rife. I think what the general sentiment is at the moment is it's a maybe. It could happen. I don't think it's definitely a no, but it's definitely not a yes just yet. So we'll have to see, and you'll have to tune into the grand final, I think, this Saturday to see
if we do get an appearance from her. Are there many Irish around the place, Alex?
Yes, there's absolutely tons, actually. There definitely will be more flying in tomorrow, though, in anticipation of Emmy and her semi-final. Usually people will fly in a couple of days before just to get their surroundings. But already, there's quite a big Irish contingent here.
But because of the shocks last night, we don't know what's going to happen in semi-final two. So the stakes are getting higher all the time.
This is exactly it. Like, I actually think last night's results look good for Emmy because it shows just how open it was.
Yeah.
Like, for example, Portugal got through, and this was last in the odds. It's a really beautiful, intimate lullaby. I actually met the lads during the week, and they're so sound. No one expected that to go through.
That was a big surprise.
Iceland as well.
We'll follow you every step of the way on the Eurovision podcast. That's Alex Rice there. And enjoy yourself over in Basel.
Thank you. I definitely will.